The continued pandemic keeps many of us in unusual schedules, learning from home, teaching from home, working from home, and recording from home. This week's new Reflections in Black from Raven Cook was again recorded at Raven's home.
This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. Lately, there has been much discussion around the announcement of Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. A firestorm arose the day after the announcement as historians reiterated the distinguished title of the first Black woman vice president did not belong to the vice presidential hopeful, but in fact, a woman connected to our American past. Born in South Carolina in 1879, Charlotta Spears was destined for great things. In the early 20th century, Spears would move from South Carolina to Rhode Island before finally settling in Los Angeles, California. To make a living, Spears began selling subscriptions for a Black newspaper called The Eagle. In 1914, she would marry Joseph Blackburn Bass, the editor of The Eagle, and become Charlotta Bass. As a feminist and political activist, Bass frequently spoke out against the Ku Klux Klan in California and stood up against President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal representatives. With a deep conviction to democracy, Bass worked in the Republican Party and believed in the necessity of democracy at home and abroad. In 1948, Bass would support Henry Wallace, and in 1952 would become the first Black female candidate to be nominated for vice president, running on a progressive ticket. Throughout her life, Bass would deal with heavy FBI surveillance. However, she would continue her fight for equal rights until her death in 1969. Today, we honor the life and legacy of the pioneering Charlotta Bass.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can find past editions at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.